Yeah, hello, here is Elizabeth. Yeah, I wanted to talk about blackfacing, but I don't want to talk about blackfacing in terms of the white on the white side, but I want to talk about it on the black side, and particularly on the African side. And I must admit, I was terribly shocked and also appalled at some of the comments that I came across in a platform where actually some people actually do tolerate black facing as Africans. This kind of really shocked me, and I'm not really sure why, because some of my people are really very flimsy in terms of critical thinking. And what shocked me is that people who are also parents that do not know or cannot fathom what their children would be going through in school with this black facing, and accepting that everybody should have their own fun is kind of like giving a how should I put it? It's kind of like giving people the freedom to kind of like terrorize your children in school. I mean, if mom doesn't, or dad doesn't go against black facing, which is the equivalent of calling somebody the N-word, why is it then that you are going to be surprised that when children are in school, they don't mind using this? Because even the parents of these black children, of this, child of color, is tolerating it, So when I saw the other day in the newspaper, in Durban, that a mother went to school and appealed to the school that they should do something about her child every day being called the N-word. And the school told her that they do not understand why she was against it, because she is the N-word. And at the same time, you look at the same set of people coming and actually not having problems with people dressing and perpetuating Africans to be this black facing, because the history of black facing is that it moved from the mainstream to being a racial context, in that Africans are portrayed in this black facing as lazy, the men, particularly the men, African men, to have only sex, lazy, not intelligent. And what Roger Kipling actually, Roger Kipling's poems or narratives those days when he came back after quote unquote discovering the Dark Continent was that half child, half devil. So you are on one side claiming that you get upset with racial discrimination, and on the very same context, you're seeing a racial image, and you don't mind having that because it is fashion, it is carnival, it is time for people to be happy. But my question is, the very same person who is doing this is not doing that because he is not racial. He's actually doing it because he's racial, right? He actually definitely coming from the system fully understands the implications of putting on himself or dressing himself like this. So this is the very same person that you're going to go to, for example, at Ausländeramt, and the very same person you're going to be asking to get your papers verified. And then you are totally surprised when this very person mistreats you, and you come over and you shout racial, you're shouting around and saying, "Oh, this person is racist." But when he put on this, you are okay with it. What did you think that the spring between him putting on this and there going and working there is going to be different? It is one and the same person. He is actually just trying to let out a ventil to vent, in that he shows you exactly what he thinks about you, and you are supporting because he is having his fun. He's already having his fun in that he, all those pressures that he has been having pumped up in him, filled out in him, he is now releasing them in the form that he's dressing exactly as what he wants to tell you what he thinks about you. So I have my very strong difficulties, particularly when I look at the fight that other people have made, the activists that I've done to make sure that such images are not found to be taken as normal to represent us Africans. I was really appalled to see that, yes, we were taking it like it is okay. It is not okay. Because if you remember that you have children, particularly those of us that have children, these children are being, we are taking them to institutions where this is what they're seeing. And they have to deal with it every day. Some of us forget that we are never in educational systems in this country. We were in an educational system where our color was the majority. But our children are in an educational system where their color is the minority. And when you are, as a parent, allowing what other activists have been fighting against because of, I want to use the word right now, the way lack of ignorance, then you are the one who is actually supporting what the whites are perpetually doing to us. I mean, I can't just explain exactly how I felt the time that I saw my own people trample on the works of the fights of people like Martin Luther King, of the works of the fights Jane Elliott, who came up with the concept blue eye, brown eyes. There are so many people who have really fought to get this down. So many people who have really lost their lives as a result of fighting against racism, that you come and you say, everybody should have their own fun. At whose expense? If this is not happening to you, if you're not an addressee of this, then you should not be egoistic enough not to think that if it is not affecting me, simply because maybe I don't have a child, but it is affecting somebody else's child. So you are actually one who is supporting the racism. You are one who is actually supporting the system, knowingly or unknowingly, because the systematic racism, this is what it starts off with. This is how it happens. Now, if you go down and reduce the meta levels of these images that you have seen, you are going to find that some of these people even take up jobs back home in our country. And they tell you, I don't have problems with this because I know I'm a racist. But they take up jobs in our country. And they do so simply because we have approved of it. We have not gone against it. We are tolerating. We are picking up cherries as to, this is okay. We don't mind being called this. We don't mind being depicted to look like this. And that is okay. We don't like to listen to the nigger word. But what is the difference between this image and the word? They are the same. So today I just wanted to maybe vent a bit, or maybe just try to, you know, do a wake-up call for those people who may not have been aware of exactly the implications of what they said when they make comments around places where you know very well that this cannot be fun, but because you want to show that you are quote unquote tolerant, that you don't mind it being done as long as it is not hurting you. But you cannot think like that. We're a community. If it is not hurting me, turn around. Look around and see who is it hurting then today. Who will it be hurting then tomorrow or in the future if we do not do anything and continuously support those that have already started the fight and not take them 10 steps backwards? So this today was just a small little discussion on to my people. When it comes to fighting racism, we need to fight forces together, bind forces together. But above all, we need to also look at getting ourselves informed when we do not know exactly what context is being spoken about, that we go and do our own research to find out exactly what is the meaning of this. What is the meaning of black facing, right? If I've not known or not heard about it, it is not a crime, but find out. Don't come back and make flimsy comments as to it is okay. It is not okay. So thank you.